With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A federal immigration officer has shot and killed a protester in Minneapolis. Officials say a 37-year-old man has died after he approached officers with a gun in his hand. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, meanwhile, says Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey refused to work with the Trump administration to remove violent offenders.
These are the individuals that were in charge when Minneapolis burned in 2020. They facilitated it, they encouraged it, and they saw the destruction, and we all watched the destruction of that city back then. It doesn't have to happen again. It appears that they're following the same playbook, and the reason that they're doing it is to distract from the corruption that they have facilitated in fraud and theft from the American taxpayers.
Stranded by the tough winter weather, here's what airlines may owe you.
Bad weather, like the winter storm happening now, can derail even the best laid travel plans. When that happens, U.S. airlines must provide refunds for canceled flights. If winter weather is expected, airlines might also allow you to postpone your trip without fees. If your flight is canceled, airlines usually rebook for free, but availability can be limited during peak times, like right now when there are thousands of cancellations. I'm Julie Walker.
Miserable weather and one of the biggest winter storms in ages. Heavy snow in the northeast, ice in the south, and bitterly cold temperatures. Russian President Vladimir Putin discussing the settlement in Ukraine with U.S. envoys during marathon talks this week. The Kremlin meeting lasted until 3 o'clock early Friday morning. This is SRN News. Virginia Democrats passing an abortion amendment. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
The measure would enshrine the procedure in the state constitution and allow for abortion up to the moment of birth. All that remains is for voters to approve the amendment in the fall, which isn't a sure thing, but in a purple state like Virginia, it's a pretty good bet. Pro-life activists are vowing to campaign hard against the amendment this year. So far, 11 states have enshrined abortion in their constitutions, and three others may do so this year. Michael Harrington reporting.
Having a large number of Christians in a country doesn't necessarily protect them against persecution. A new report from International Christian Concern reveals in the Democratic Republic of Congo, Christians represent 95% of the population, yet they are being slaughtered at alarming rates. Much of the killing is being done, officials say, by different Islamist groups. This is SRN News. On Capitol Hill, the House approving legislation this week that would extend expired health care subsidies for those who get coverage through the Affordable Care Act. The tally, 230 to 196. Economist Steve Moore believes there are solutions to surging health care costs.
The health care costs have doubled, almost tripled since we passed, remember, the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare. It's been a total disaster. It's driven up costs. And I love Trump's message. And this is something he's riffing off of something we've been saying. Put the money into the hands of the consumers and let them decide how they want to buy their health care.
That measure now goes to the Senate. Major recall, Toyota announcing it wants to take a look at and make corrections on 162,000 pickups in the U.S. It was discovered the vehicle's multimedia displays could compromise driver safety. More details, srnnews.com.